Wildfires burned across tens of thousands of acres of Southern California this weekend, fueled by dry brush and propelled by Santa Ana winds. At least two people have died. One man collapsed and died while evacuating his home. Another man collapsed and died while watching his house burn. Thousands of people have fled the blazes. More than 200 houses have been destroyed, and about 1,000 more are in imminent danger. California Governor Gray Davis declared a state of emergency in San Bernardino and Ventura counties, and he called upon President Bush to declare the two counties federal disaster areas. One blaze in San Bernardino County has burned more than 16,000 acres in the community of Rancho Cucamonga to the east of Los Angeles. Rancho Cucamonga Fire Department Battalion Chief Peter Bryan is on the line. Chief Bryan, what's the immediate situation in Rancho Cucamonga?
Hello, Leanne. The immediate situation is that most of the fire has burned through our community during the firestorm. We have numerous fire apparatus still on the scene, still extinguishing fires and determining exactly how big our loss to the community is.
Can you give us a brief overview of the rest of San Bernardino County?
San Bernardino County is one of the largest, or is the largest county in the country, and we have had numerous fires throughout our history. The Santa Ana winds commonly during this time of year wreak havoc, and then when combined with fire, certainly provide an awesome display of power and devastation, and certainly many hundreds of people have lost their homes over the years during the Santa Ana winds.
Those who are being evacuated from their homes now and those who have lost their homes, where are they staying?
In Rancho Cucamonga, we opened up an evacuation center at one of our high schools, and during the first evening of some of the mandatory evacuations, we were at near capacity and were forced to open up a second center, which subsequent to that was closed back down, and the one center has served our community and adjacent communities as well. But certainly not everybody goes there that was forced with an evacuation or the potential of losing their home. Most of the people probably waited out with friends or relatives, and few have left the area and then and stayed with other friends and relatives outside the area.
And how many firefighters do you have working on the blaze?
Well, at the height of the firestorm that blew through Rancho Cucamonga, we estimated that we had about 25 strike teams of engines and apparatus and other types of fire protection or fire apparatus and crews. So we have probably 450 personnel just in Rancho Cucamonga.
Rancho Cucamonga Fire Department Battalion Chief Peter Bryan. Thanks so much, Chief Bryan.
Leanne, thank you for the time.